Karen base to lower LAPD recruitment standards, identify officers associated with right-wing extremist organizations. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass wants to remove obstacles for police applicants who fail the recruitment process and discipline officers in right-wing extremist groups, as per a list of 24 provisions detailed in a planning document between her office and the Los Angeles Police Department. The 3-page document titled Los Angeles Police Department Metrics, first reported on by the Los Angeles Times last week, and which the Epoch Times has obtained a copy, was shared with LAPD officials shortly after Bass reappointed its chief Michelle Moore for a second term on January 31. Bass intends to target the most common reasons recruits fail when applying to become an officer, and then seek to eliminate those hurdles, especially for ethnic groups disproportionately left out of new officer training, according to the document. The LAPD will have until mid-November to develop recommendations to diversify the department through rolling back testing thresholds that are deemed too difficult, the document reads. But the city's police union told the Epoch Times February 27 hiring standards have already been lowered incrementally to combat the LAPD's chronic staffing shortage that has plagued the department in recent years. According to the state standards, 70 is the minimum an applying officer can score on a physical fitness test. But that has been lowered in Los Angeles to 30, Los Angeles Police Protective League spokesperson Tom Sagaw told the Epoch Times. And we even have folks that have been admitted into the academy that are well below 30. The union representing over 9,000 officers confirmed to the Epoch Times that the mayor and the LAPD are actively working on each of the directives outlined in the document. An LAPD spokesperson could not immediately confirm if Moore had agreed to all 24 of the initiatives. Many of its provisions under the subheads of police reform, community policing, alternative response programs, personnel, and crime reduction are similar to Bass's public safety proposals made during her campaign last year. But Sagaw said lowering the standards to become an officer is dangerous. What happens with any department that either has low standards, unfair discipline, or low pay? It leads to corruption, he said. Why would you want to hire folks that don't meet basic minimum standards? In January, LAPD officials began asking retired police officers to return to work amid a shortage in the department. As of mid-February, the department is down by 233 officers, according to a department personnel statistics report. The department currently has around 9,200 officers, but 600 are expected to leave in 2024, a 20% increase over 2022. During her campaign, Bass vowed to increase the LAPD to 9,700 sworn officers. Additionally, the LAPD has until August to draw on data from the U.S. Department of Justice to identify, discipline, and potentially terminate officers associated with right-wing extremist organizations, according to Bass's planning document. Sagaw said he would expand that directive to include left-wing extremism too, and any group that espouses violence and extremism. Other goals Bass is calling LAPD to implement are expanding its mental evaluation unit and system-wide mental assessment team for a more rigorous response to mental health calls, decreasing the number of officer-involved shootings, increasing transfers from other departments by 500 per year, reducing property crime, and improving homicide clearance rates. Bass told the Los Angeles Times this month that her top priorities on the list of directives are crime reduction, personnel reform, alternative response, and community policing. Bass's office did not respond to a request for comment on deadline.